to Relevant Talk with Athalia Monet today. Thank you for joining us for season two, which launches today. I want to take time today to share a little bit about myself, which is not what I did initially. So I apologize for that. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, and in the mid-90s, I moved to Maryland for almost a decade prior to moving back to the Chicagoland area. Last year, during the pandemic, I self-published my first book named Why the Secrets, which is a story based on a young girl, Queen Jones, whose father was suddenly ripped from her life and never being told why. She spent several years trying to get her mom to explain why her father was no longer a part of their lives, because prior to him all of a sudden not being there anymore, Queen, her mom, and dad were very close. They were very close and loving family. So she spent these 10 or so years trying to find out from her mom and her maternal grandmother what happened to her father, which her mother always avoided explaining to Queen. Queen was now a college student when her mother revealed to Queen why her and her extended family revealed to Queen why her father was no longer a part of her life, what happened, the story surrounding why he was there one day and the next day he wasn't there and she hasn't seen him since. Queen mother, in an unexpected situation, explained this situation to the whole family. Is very shocking. And this story basically demonstrates the effects of what happens when there's a lack of honest and open communication, because this child father was ripped out of her life and she spent her younger years wondering why and never receiving an answer. No matter how many times she asked, her mother would avoid answering this question for her, and so did her grandmother, but her grandmother didn't have the answer. She just always referred to Queen to her mom. And I just wanted to share that in any relationship, whether it's a parent to child, spouses, co-workers, whoever it is, open and honest communication is necessary for any healthy relationship, because when there's a lack of those things, it can cause a number of negative things, which includes confusion, frustration, resentment, etc., those type of things. In this certain situation, the thought of having uncomfortable but necessary conversations can be scary, and it can be intimidating. And I understand all that. I've even been in those situations myself, so I get it. But thinking about the possibilities of all the things that can go right as a result of having these conversations should be motivation to anybody to just do it and just have those conversations and just hope the best for the outcome of those conversations, as uncomfortable as it may be. In this story, Why the Secrets, there are multiple beneficial takeaways from this story. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. And whoever decides to buy this book, I hope you enjoy it. And it can be purchased online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, as well as Google's. And another project I started during the pandemic was Pouches by Alata, which is an online business selling a hairbrush pouch I designed. This hairbrush pouch I designed was designed out of a need, because at the time, I used to wrap my hairbrush or comb in a paper towel. Whatever it was I was carrying in my purse at that time, I would wrap it in a paper towel for the purpose of avoiding having any stray hairs or hair products transfer from that hairbrush or comb onto the contents of my purse. So I started searching for a hairbrush or a pouch. I searched Walgreens, Amazon, CVS, the local beauty supply stores, and I even searched eBay, and I did not find what I was looking for. So I designed my own. And when I designed this product, I kept in mind the different shapes and sizes, hair brushes and combs that I may use at any time. Sometimes I may use a rat tail comb. Sometimes I may use a rake tail comb. Sometimes I might use a wide tooth comb. Sometimes I might have a brush, depending on what my hairstyle is. So I can have a different hairbrush or comb in my purse at any time. So I thought about that when designing this product. So I designed this product uniquely to be able to accommodate either one of these shapes and sizes, hairbrushes or combs that I just mentioned. And in addition to this unique design, although it's one design, it was uniquely designed. And in addition to that unique design is the durability and the quality of this product. So I was hoping that when I, oh yeah, one more thing is stylish for any fashionistas out there. The product is also stylish as well. So when I was thinking about this product, I wasn't only thinking about myself, even though I made it out of a need that I personally had for myself. So I'm very grateful for the women who has purchased my pouch and who have found it to be a great product. That makes me feel good because I feel like my work wasn't in vain. And so for anybody who is interested in one of my hairbrush pouches, you can visit us online at www.pouchesbyalatas.com, and that's P as in Paul, O-U-C-H-E-S B-Y-A-L-A-H-T-A.com. Last but not least, my third baby, Relevant Talk podcast. So I launched this podcast a few months ago with the idea of sharing content that will hopefully aid in someone's personal or professional growth. Just positive content, something that can be inspiring, uplifting, or just information that could, like I said, take you to the next level in your personal life or in your professional life. And I think with the previous episodes, that's what I've been able to do, along with my guests who have graciously shared their expertise and their knowledge. A lot of those episodes, well, all of those episodes either had enlightening, uplifting, or thought-provoking content. I'm grateful for the positive feedback that I've received, and I'm hoping to be able to continue to provide that same type of content and even better content for you all. I hope that you all enjoy it, and thank you so much for listening today, and hopefully you all continue to support. Thank you.
Thank you.